Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you're back with me again, and we're going to have lots of fun. Now, today, we're finishing up where we left off the last time that you heard the podcast. I was talking about mindset. I love to reach out to my mentorship masters and sit down with them, teach them about mindset. The mental is what I like to teach about. But today we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about lead generation because I know that you want to generate more business, more leads. And I wrote a book called Triple My Listings where I break down how to generate more leads in the business. You know, I took over 1,000 listings my first 10 years in the game. And I break it down. How can you duplicate that success and even one up it? How do you do even better than I did? Well, this podcast helps answer that question. And today we're going to talk about how to get you some of the best lead generation, or really to get your lead generation cracking. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Success with Listings podcast, where we help you get success in the real estate game the easy way. Now you can get off the roller coaster of feast and famine and out of the rat race of competing with every other agent in town. Hi, I'm Nolly Williams. I took over 1,000 listings during my first 10 years in the real estate game, and in this podcast, I show you how to have success with listings. Let's go.
So let's look at your comments so far. Carlton says, thanks for triple my listings. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're welcome. Try 400. What's that? Oh, Robert Graham. Yeah, you used to be Robert Graham. Bless you, brother. And one day we'll have to hear your story. I'm actually going to interview each and every one of you. I plan to interview you maybe 10, 15 minutes. Don't be afraid of it now. It's coming. Uncle Nolly will get to you, but I want to get out there on Facebook and interview you guys, share your stories so that we can start building more people that are coming in under you into the family, into the Mentorship Masters family. But Robert's mentioning how he used to be 400 pounds and he's down to, he's lost half of that. So that's kudos, man. Kudos, Robert, for that. That's absolutely amazing. Not very many people can have that kind of a testimony. So as we get into, as we move into Triple My Listings and we get into page 9, and by the way, my vision for you guys is as you go back and watch this video, those of you watching the video of this, as you go back and watch the video of this, you have the book here with you, and you're kind of going through it with me, sitting down with you, doing it that way. So developing the lead generation habit, I talk about that because that's so important to develop. That's all it is, guys, is it's a habit, okay? The reason why you're where you are, I was talking to my sister one time and she was asking me for advice. Have you ever had people that ask you for advice and then they get hostile when you start coming with the truth? Well, I got family like that. You know, sometimes my sister gets that way. And so I'm one of those that, God bless me. I've learned to not hold back when, and it's not even me. Like sometimes the spirit will take hold of me. And the person asked me for help and I lay it on thick. I mean, I lay it on and I'm listening to myself. I say myself, but I'm listening to the words coming out of my mouth. And I feel sorry for the person that's hearing what I'm saying, you know, like I start to, but I keep delivering because that's what I'm there to do. Right. And so getting back to this, it's like when you, one time I was talking to my sister and I was like, the reason why you are where you are is, she was like, well, where am I? You know, she's getting hostile. I'm like, well, you're not where you want to be. Look, if you come to me and you say, Nolly, I want to do 2 listings a month. I'm happy for you. Okay. Now, if you want to do, you might come to me and say, I want to do 20 a month. That's up to you. I'm not going to set the goal for you. You know, that's up to you. You can move that around from time to time if you need to, you know, but the key is that's your goal. So she had clearly told me this is where I want to be. And so I'm like, okay, you're not there. So the difference between where you are, right, where you want to be, okay, that's the middle. And so that's what we're talking about. How do we get to where we want to be, right? The reason why many of you are not where, let me put it this way. The reason why you are where you are is because of the habits that you've created, okay? It all really boils down to habits. You got good habits, you got bad habits, so-called, okay? And so some, I don't really like to look at them as good or bad. I look at them like, here's your goal. Okay, you got a goal that's right here. Now, some of your habits, look, I'm leaning forward now. We're about to start getting it here. So some of your habits are not conducive to the goals that you have, okay? And some of your habits are conducive to the goals you have, okay? So here I talk about developing what we call the daily lead generation habit, okay? Now, when you get in the habit of it, you can't live without it. Like, even when I'm in Costa Rica, or I'm in Belize, or I'm in Barcelona, or I'm in Paris, wherever I am, guys, this sounds crazy to a lot of people, but I get up and lead generate. I'm on vacation and I get up and lead generate because I don't want to get out of the habit. Y'all seen some of my vacations last three or four weeks, and you can easily get out of the habit of doing something when you're gone that long. I don't, because I'm in the lead generation habit every single day. I do it 5 days a week, myself personally. You know, I teach you guys to do it 4 days a week. Fridays, you should be working on what we call attracting, getting people over here. So what's the first and foremost important activity of a successful listening specialist? We already know that is lead generation. Okay. And then I go into how our forefathers, when they would go out on the hunt, okay, this is talking about ancient, they would go out and gather berries or gather seeds or gather whatever they had to gather, or they would go hunting. And there was never a day where they didn't go on the hunt, because if they didn't go on the hunt, the family would not survive. Okay. And a lot of times what happens when you're in feast or famine mode, you start to relax. Like if you have a couple of deals going, you start to relax. And one of the things that you never want to do is take your foot off the lead generation pedal ever. Okay. If you don't remember anything from this conversation, remember that. Never take your foot off the lead generation pedal. I don't care how much business you have. Okay. You can be drowning in business. And that, by the way, when you start to achieve success, that's the next issue you're going to have, is you're going to become what you might consider to be too successful. You're like, slow down. Wait a minute. This is crazy. It happened to my team. With my team, we had 1 week. We took 21 listings in 7 days, 21 listings. Okay. And my team was like, slow down. I was like, well, y'all need to keep up, you know? And they'll when things are getting slow, they'll say, hey, Uncle Nolly, it's getting a little slow. We want more business. But then when I lay it on thick, you know, they want you to slow down, you know? But the truth is, you don't know how big your business wants to be. It's like an organism. It's its own. Think about it that way. Your business is an organism. You don't know how big that business wants to grow. You know, why should you, by the way, if your business is not growing, you're the secret ingredient to why it's not growing. Okay. There's nobody else. You're the only bottleneck that's creating success or we wouldn't call failure, but not non-success. Okay. So remember that, you know, there's no such thing. There will be no such thing as our forefathers getting out of the habit of lead generating. And one of the reasons why we got into real estate in the first place, because we wanted to have our own schedule. We didn't want anybody telling us what to do. We wanted to do our own thing. But it's not that we wanted to be lazy. Don't mistake wanting to be your own boss for laziness, okay? When you're lead generating, guys, I got to tell you, if you're working for somebody, okay, which you are, you're working for somebody, you're not just going to not show up. You're going to show up every day and do what you're supposed to be doing. And if you would develop that habit, I keep emphasizing it, your life will change. Your life will absolutely change. So this is a habit that goes back many, many years into our past, okay? And that we should keep the tradition going. And if you have, like one of the guys that I brought over to Keller Williams when I was at Keller Williams, he's still in my profit share over there. I'm trying to get him over here. He's a little slow, but, and I asked him the other day, have I ever steered you wrong? He's like, never. I'm like, dude, come on, you know, but he's doing a lot of business. And I understand with the bigger you grow, it becomes disruptive sometimes to move. And I understand that. And there's a big learning curve. I mean, when we came to EXP, I mean, you're talking about 6 weeks. Some of you guys have adapted very quickly, and I say kudos to you. But it took me about 6 weeks before my life was right again, you know, because EXP does things differently, right? And so you can get – so it can be disruptive. But I tell you, he did a $4.5 million sale last December. $4.5 million, one transaction, okay? He listed a resort in Las Vegas, a small resort, and he did a $4.5 million deal. Now, a lot of people would be like, okay, I'm a coast for a while. I got money in the bank, right? He didn't. That's just one transaction. So if I have a goal of doing 100 deals, guess what? That's just one of them. I still got 99 to go, right? So, but a lot of you will take your foot off the lead generation pedal when you feel a little bit of ease in your life. You just closed a deal, now you're getting lazy again. No, you should not do that. Never take your foot off the lead generation pedal, ever. Okay, that's very important. If your business starts to get out of hand, which will happen, there's a whole other set of training that I can take you through to help you with that. That's called leverage, guys. Leverage. Leverage is right here. It's PST. When you start having more business than you can handle, you're going to move into this realm right here. We call it PST, baby. People, systems, and tools. Okay, that's how you automate your listing business, because over 91% of the things that you do on a listing can be delegated. Okay, I teach that in Success with Listings. Okay, so I see a question. Okay, yeah, talking about Facebook ads. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. That's a great question. Can we do a class that's focused on agent attraction? Yes, we can. In fact, I have one already done. It's I haven't recorded it yet. That was supposed to do that last week, but just about, it's called Attraction Secrets. And it's the four attraction strategies that we have at Mentorship Masters that nobody else has, okay? And so I could actually teach that here on a roundtable, or I can just do a video about it, whichever you guys prefer. So I think that's a great class. So I'm going to talk about a couple more things, and then I'm going to get right into questions. Time block for success. We talked about that. I can't reiterate that enough. It's on page 20, and you need to go in there. You need to highlight that, underline it, write in the margin, whatever you have to do. By the way, time blocking for me is a scheduled activity. Okay. So for example, I had a client, I just got a full price cash offer on a listing this morning. Okay. Have I worked on that offer yet? Of course not. I'm lead generating. Why am I going to work on an offer that I received on a property that's already under contract? That's not lead generating. Okay. Some of you guys get in your lead generation bunker and you start thinking you're lead generating. You're not lead generating. You know, there's only three activities that qualify for lead generating when you're in your lead generation bunker. Okay. You can generate new prospects. You can follow up with existing prospects, okay? Or you can develop and implement marketing plans. That's it, okay? You can generate new prospects, follow up with existing prospects, okay? Or you can design or implement marketing plans. That's it. That's all you get to do during your lead generation time. So I get a $355,000 cash offer on a property. I'm not emailing that agent back. I'm not going to call that agent. I'm not going to acknowledge that. Okay. I'm in lead generation time. That's not lead generating. Okay. Somebody scheduled the closing at 9:30 on Wednesday. Guess what? Uncle Nolly ain't going to be there. I'm lead generating. I already have an activity planned for that time. So either we move the closing date or I'm not going to be there at the closing. Okay. We have a, you know, going out and going on a listing appointment. Oh, that's a good one, Molly. I got a listing appointment scheduled for 10. I'm not going on a listing appointment at 10. I'm lead generating, okay? Lead generating is not going on listing appointments, okay? We do that in the afternoons, okay? So if they want to do it at 10, oh, how about 1 o'clock? Or I could do 2 o'clock tomorrow. Which would you prefer, okay? So there's a lot of things that I don't do, guys. Do I check emails? No, I don't check emails. Am I on Facebook? No, I'm not on Facebook. Not unless I'm trying to lead generate or create new prospects or create my ads, okay? So I don't do any of that stuff during lead generation time. It's non-existent for me, okay? So probably I would say probably 50 to 60% of the things that you guys are doing that you think you're lead generating is not lead generating, okay? If you wanna know, just ask me, but I'm telling you, it's only those are the only three things that you are permitted to do during your lead generation time, period, okay? We go into the four-stage lead life cycle, and I'm gonna touch on this, and then I'm gonna go straight into Q&A. Because next time we'll get right into handling objections. So every lead that you get, by the way, I started talking about the hardwiring in your schedule. So if you have to, what I would recommend is that you just get out your phone, okay, and create a schedule, a new activity called lead generation, okay? Put it in from 9 o'clock to 11 or whatever time you prefer. Early morning is preferable. You can do it in the evening if you, because some of you guys work a full-time job and you do stuff like this in the evening. Preferable to do it in the morning if you can, okay? So, but you put it in that schedule. You set a recurring schedule so that it's every day, right? So that when somebody calls you or they say, hey, can we close at 10 o'clock in the morning? All you have to do is tell them, you know what? I've got an appointment at that time, but I can do 11:30. Would that work? Oh yeah, 11:30 is fine. Okay. It's just that simple, guys. Now there are going to be rare. Okay. And I want you to put the word RARE circled, underlined in bold, because it's very rare, times when you have to do something during lead generation. You just have to. You know, you got to take your spouse to the ER. I mean, there's going to be times when some stuff happens, right? Then you make that time up same day, okay? Make it up the same day. But don't let that become a habit. It's a bad habit to form. Putting off your lead generation time is the number one way to poverty, okay? Number one way to poverty. Okay, so the four-stage lead life cycle. So you generate the lead, you capture the lead, okay, you incubate the lead, and then you convert the lead. That's the four-stage lead life cycle. So I'm just going to share that with you, and actually have videos on this. But the first thing you do is you generate the lead. Okay, that's called lead generation. That's what you do during your time block. Okay, so you're doing during time block, you're playing the lead gen game. Okay, you're just trying to generate lead, generate lead, generate leads. Okay, now you want to capture those leads. So whatever way that you're generating leads, you want to try to figure out a way, a mechanism that will capture those leads so you can follow up with them, which is number three, follow up. Because a lot of times what happens is when you get really, really busy in your business, you stop following up on leads, okay? I got a little sound in my attic. I think it's like a mouse or it might be like what we call roof rats. It could be squirrels. It could be something. I don't know what it is, but I can hear it up there. And so I call a guy out with a company called Critter Ritter. Critter Ritter, that's a pretty cool name. He comes out, checks out my attic. He says he thinks it's roof rats, okay? Now, I haven't heard from the guy. It's been like 2.5 weeks, right? I'm still hearing the noise, but he's not following up, right? How are you going to get a job or work when you don't follow up? So when people, and I don't care how big, probably the reason why is because right now it's the hot season. People have snakes and hornet's nests, and he's out there getting all kind of critters. But there should never be a reason why you don't follow up with people. I got to tell you, and write this down, the magic is in the middle. Okay? Write that down. The magic is in the middle. Because most of you, as I'm seeing your disc profile, you're either a high D or you have D pretty prominent in your disc profile. What you want to do is you want to generate the lead and convert the lead. You want to generate the lead and convert the lead. Generate the lead, convert the lead. Generate the lead, convert the lead. That's not how it works. Some people are going to be ready to convert right away. Okay. I'm 100% working on attraction. That's what I do. I'm building mentorship masters. That's where all my lead generation time goes. So I've got 101 prospects right now that I'm talking to, but they haven't joined yet. I've captured them and I'm incubating them. I'm loving on them. I'm just loving on them, right? So they get to hear from you periodically, okay? Incubation is basically, first you got to capture them and then you got to follow up with them. And that is something that you can do during lead generation time. Okay. You can generate leads, you can capture leads, and you can convert them if you can. Okay. But the conversion really happens at the listing appointment, and those are done during the afternoons. Okay. So, again, the magic happens in the middle. So the lead capture and the lead incubation, or really the lead incubation, is where you can double your business. I had a guy named Andy Green that I used to coach. This was years ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And he went from, he doubled his business. I think he went from 25 million to 50 million with this one concept. Okay, let me say it again. He went from 25 million in production to 50 million in production with this one concept, incubation. That's it. Okay, so all those leads that what people call junk leads, or they're not converting, or they're, guess what? People only have one of three options. Write this down, it's very important. When they deal with you, they have one of three options. Talking about listings now. They're either not gonna list their home ever, which is very rare. I mean, it's very rare that somebody would call you out or call up or be interested in talking to you about listing their home and not list, but it does happen, very, very rare. So they're either not going to list, or they're going to list and list with you, or they're going to list and list with someone else. That's it. So they're really either going to list with you or list with somebody else. That's it. Okay. And the magic happens in the middle. You got to incubate. Some people are 3 months from listing, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year from putting their house on the market. Okay. Or a year from purchasing. You got to incubate them. You got to love on them. You got to drip on them. Okay. If you drip, you get rich, right? You know, you niche to get rich, but when you can drip to get rich, you got to drip them. Okay. And if you can't focus on dripping people, hire help. Okay. I've got three virtual assistants that work in the Philippines, and they work for me full time. Okay. And they do a lot of my incubation for me. Patty Lynn helps me with a lot of incubation around mentorship masters. I do a lot of that myself, right? Because I'm personally texting people and they're like, this ain't Nolly Williams. I'm like, yeah, it really is me. I have to send them a video like, hey, it's me, you know, reply, please. You know, they think I've got somebody else doing, sending out my text messages and stuff like that. Yeah, one day I'll be at that level, but not yet, y'all.
Well, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Success with Listings podcast. If you are serious about taking your real estate career to the highest heights, making more money and helping more clients while working less hours and spending more time with your family, be sure to get your copy of my free book, Triple My Listing, absolutely free at successwithlistings.com. Now, you want to be sure that you subscribe to the podcast and check out successwithlistings.com to get your copy of my free book. Hey, I'll see you on the next one.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.